I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at commentary.ca for Monday, October 30th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's your weekend?
Pretty good. You know, yeah. Nothing much happened,
so. Yeah, good with us, too. We're preparing for Halloween, so very busy.
Did you get the kids have costumes and the sort?
I did. I was so lucky to find a Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, that's big, I guess, because of the film, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big this year, so that's all Sophia's been talking about, and I really thought I was going to have to disappoint her because, you know, costumes are expensive, and also Wonder Woman's super popular this year, so I couldn't find it anywhere, and I was almost going to buy it online. And then I just walked by a superstore the other day, and I thought I would dip in, and sure enough, it was the only one they had left. Hmm. And it was in her size, and it was 30% off.
Hmm.
So it was great. It all worked out well. So she's quite happy.
What the older one is the older one dressing up?
You know what? She has like a yellow raincoat and boots, so she's going to be the kid from the movie It.
Oh, okay. So I haven't seen that, so kid, I don't know.
Okay.
What that,
At the beginning, there's this kid that gets his arm eaten off, and he's wearing a little yellow raincoat jacket. I mean, it's pretty much the easiest thing she can do without not looking like a loser at 14, putting a whole bunch of work into a costume when she really, really probably shouldn't be, but yeah.
So the writer, Frances Beulah, actually tweeted this the other day, asking that parents keep their kids in their own neighborhood, because she noticed that in her neighborhood, all the people coming to her door, she lives in Mount Pleasant, I think, are not from the block or not from the street.
No, they're not.
So she claims that she's running out of candy every year because the people that she's giving out candy to are not from the neighborhood.
Does it really matter? Nobody said there was rules. This year we're not going in the neighborhood because I think I was mentioning to you before, like, there's so much regentrification going on and whatnot in our area especially that there's not too many houses that are even giving out candy.
Mm. And right? And kids want to be with their friends, too, and the kids' friends are usually in other neighborhoods, right?
Well, yeah, kids want to be with their friends, and in our case, my kids already go to school outside of the catchment, outside of the area, so none of their friends live in this area. So that's already a thing.
But I remember growing up, I don't know if this is the case now, but I remember growing up, kids would say, well, we'd want to go to the west side of the town.
Yeah, of course.
Because they had better candy, or they were giving out, say, full-size bars of candy.
That's still the case.
It is.
They still give out great candy. And we did. I took the kids to the west side last year. But that's only because my friend has a friend who lived over there, and she was having a house party.
Mm.
So it worked out. We could take the kids out as well and on that side. And it was, not only because they give out better candy. I don't know if it's even better candy. I think it's just, almost every house is giving out candy. It has more of a neighborhood, type feel.
Yeah. Ever since Halloween, recently it's all been week nights, so I'm never home. So
yeah,
I'm just,
We live in a co-op. We live in a complex, and even in our complex, because, whatever few kids that are here, we all go out at the same time, so we're never home even to give out candy.
Mm.
And then all the other parents and all the other people, they're not home, so even trick-or-treating within our own complex is quite useless.
So when do I go to the drugstore to go buy the candy when it's on sale? Do I go Tuesday or do I go Wednesday?
Like, the next day.
So I'd have to go Wednesday the 1st, right?
Yeah, if you're just wanting candy for yourself, Wednesday. If you wait a little longer, because I think London Drugs especially, they've caught on to, people's ways. So I know they don't put the chocolate on sale right away. It'll go down, like, the next day.
Yeah. But most of the boxes now aren't, like, I mean, you can buy those Halloween-sized candies throughout the year now.
Yeah,
remember, you
used to
only
get,
you know, you could, like, the Easter eggs. Remember, you used to only get,
you can get them any time of the year.
So there's no writing on it that really says Halloween 2017 or whatever, is there?
No.
So I probably won't be getting a deal when I go to the Shoppers.
Probably not. Yeah. I've noticed that. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day candy, yes.
Yeah, it's all red and got hearts
on it.
It's
all marketed. Yeah, it's marketed for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
But the Halloween candy nowadays, it's so generic. It's like, well, no, they can pretty much sell this any time of the year.
Yeah.
So no deal on that.
Yeah.
But, well, whatever. I mean, are you even planning to give out candy? I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be home, so I'll be at work. So I'm.
Okay, so you don't even need to worry about that.
Yeah. I do like when it is on a weekend. I think it was a weekend. I don't know if it was a weekend last year or maybe the year before. I did give out candy, and I enjoyed it, you know, standing there and opening the door every time people, you know, everyone said knocked or whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, we might go up to my mom's and, you know, try and hit them up for candy. That's what we always do. But
yeah.
I'll see if one of my brothers are home.
Yeah.
If one of them are around, but you know, I never really know what they're quite doing anyway. They're so, they're not very secretive. I can say my absolute youngest brother, he's not. We talk about stuff all the time. And even though I talk to the older one a lot, he's still like, I find he hoards information.
So, like, if you go up to him and you say, how are you? What's the response?
Oh, he'll say, you know, basic stuff, sure. But I'm talking about, like, major events, like when his car was stolen, you know, like it was kind of a big deal.
And he never said anything to you?
He didn't say anything to me. It wasn't until my grandma told me. And then when I said something to him, he's like, oh, how'd you know? I was like, grandma told me. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean, I think that's a guy thing, though, isn't it?
Well, it's weird. I know. I mean.
So if someone says, how are you, Jackie, do you just tell them everything that happened? Well, I guess you do, because I've talked to you regularly that.
No, I say, you know,
it's
good. I'm living, you know, what do you say, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, even you, you're a hoarder of information.
Well, I mean, we were talking about something.
Like,
we were talking about
weird.
Something before we started, and then you were, you asked me about someone we know and something that happened in their life, and it was a happy thing, obviously. And then you didn't know, and it's been over a month and a half, and
kind of important.
Yeah, well, I just you know, it was none of my business, really. That's why I never said anything. Or I think the thing is, I probably forgot. That's more because I did tell you about this months ago. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there was no follow up.
Yeah,
and so it's like, okay, so I had to ask the question. I feel like I'm pulling information from you.
Yeah, the same
thing.
It's
a man thing.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's the same thing happened. I went to dinner with someone who I hadn't seen, a good friend of mine I hadn't seen in about 6 months, and asked me how I was. And so, you know, you think right away that's just a phony, how are you bullshit,
right.
That, you know, that they don't really give a shit how
like
I am. Otherwise,
really
I had to talk to them in the last 6 months, right? And then I realized when I went home, there was about three things I forgot to tell them about stuff, you know, that happened and, you know. But, I mean, I'm not going to call him back and say, oh, you know, at dinner the other night,
by the way,
I forgot to say, you know, such and such and such. But,
yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it.
See, my excuse is I tweet a lot and I you know, the tweets and they go on Facebook and the sort, right? So everything that's happening, I probably narrate on there and I think.
Possibly, but, you know, we question also the, what's the word, how useful is that information to us?
Well, I think, you know, if something happened, like, you know, at the drugstore that, you know, I couldn't find candy, for example, on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. You'll tweet about that.
I'll tweet about it, yeah. And I think that, well, that you'll know that on Wednesday I went to the drugstore and that's what I did. I didn't go to the drugstore because I was getting, you know, medicine to prolong my life in an emergency or an EpiPen or something.
You could literally be married with three children, and I probably wouldn't know unless I asked.
Yeah, I don't know. But possibly, but that's your experience with most guys are like that, right?
A lot of guys, yes. Yeah. I speak specifically of my brother, of course, and you as well.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed, especially with you over the years, like I really have to pull information from you. If I don't ask questions, I'll never know.
Yeah, well, I think I'll probably forget. There's like a million things going on in my life, at this moment.
That's true.
I know, but where do we start, Where do we start with everything?
Oh, it's like you really want to know what's going on?
Yeah, so I just say, things are fine. Or the Irish have a great phrase, never better.
Never better. No, yeah. When I say that, people are always like, are you serious?
You're sarcastic,
like,
right?
They think I'm bullshitting. Like, what if it wasn't, the actual best it's ever been?
Yeah.
No. We'll work on that.
But this goes into another thing that I've been thinking about in recent weeks. I just mentioned that I share a lot on Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
And I guess because of social media being what it is, a lot of people we know are doing the same. And so I think that's one, replace the how are you, what's new stuff in conversation. But it also, at the same time, it gives you an insight, and especially in these political times, because people can be anti-Trump or
right.
God forbid, pro-Trump, you find out how they think about certain things, whether it's immigration or taxes or Vancouver bike lanes.
It's scary, right?
The environment. Well, sometimes it is, and then sometimes even when you agree with them on certain political things, you find out just how ignorant they are. Because that also happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's happened to you. It's happened to me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you
and
do
I
then?
Think, I mean, like I said, sometimes you really, consider, for most, you just want to remove them, right? To not even have them as a friend.
Do you engage with them, say?
No. I've learned specifically not to engage with that kind of nonsense because it will get you nowhere. Engaging with, because they feel, usually they're feeling pretty strong about their beliefs. Right?
And they feel that they're right.
And I feel like I'm right. So that's just not a fight that any one person is really going to win. And it's not something I may want to engage in with that friend in particular. Even if I may not really respect their opinion that much anyway.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. But it's just mind-blowing to me, some of the things that people will post. You're like, wow, okay. It gives you an insight into really who...
and you really didn't know that part of
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh wow, I didn't know this. Yeah. I had no idea you were this kind of person. It's like, I don't know that I even want to know you anymore.
But do you
silence them? Do you just
But I think if someone says, they want to lock up all the Muslims or they're fascist or they're Nazis, I think you'd want to, before you block them or whatever, you'd want to tell them, hey, F you, or stop this, or...
Well, kind of. Some of them, again, if you respect their opinion and if you think that they're, if you want to put any validity to it, to me, I think that's just a kind of a protective mechanism I've built up, though, just being able to, it's part of just who I am, when I don't agree with people or I just don't respect their opinions, it's whatever comes out of their mouth is literal trash to me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect me as much. I don't feel the inherent need to be like, no, you're wrong, and I'm not going to argue with them because I know I'm right. I don't need to argue my facts. But, but sometimes I see some things and I'm like, wow, okay. It takes a lot out of me to not respond.
Yeah, but
I don't need to prove myself.
But the other thing too is, I mean, if you're seeing bigotry or you're seeing bullying online, I think you know one does have a responsibility to call it out, don't they?
Well, those, yes, of course.
And I would add bigotry, bullying. I also add ignorance. If someone is
completely
willfully ignorant, then I think we should call it out.
Completely ignorant. And I've seen that. I've seen that like on the same person's page that you know that we both know. I've seen something like crazy shit. Like people feeling like there was a comment about you know, people being racist towards white people.
Mm.
And they feel like, you know, every time they go to Richmond that they're victims of racism. And so, I was triggered. Like I wanted to.
But you didn't comment, did you? Or
no.
Or
no.
Thumbs down or thumbs up or whatever, right?
I don't even want to give this person the.
But see, here's the problem with that. The person will probably if they get like 8 likes or something from some other mouth breathing friends of theirs, knuckle dragging friends.
Feel validated, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, the people that didn't say anything are saying, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't agree with it myself, so I'm not going to say anything. So I think there is some complicity. I think in
the, it's hard. I know it's hard. It's because I don't even want to give her the satisfaction to know that I even read that. Trash, and to then make an angry face about it.
See, here's the other thing about Facebook, because of the algorithm. People that I know that are married or have children, I won't read that, but I'll read some stupid thing about, you know, where's the best hamburger place, or some idiotic comment that they made on, say, a news site, like Global site. Because when you make a comment on Global or on the Sun site or the Georgia Strait now, you have to do so through your account so that they can validate the person, you know, that the person is a legit person, right?
That's right.
You can just make an anonymous comment.
Right.
So then you can see their, end up seeing their ignorance rather than say
everything.
You know, like your brother saying that his car was stolen. I missed that probably in the feed.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. But no, that's a good point too. I read those too, and I try not to even get involved in those, like, you know, anything online. Any kind of things where comments where it's open to the public. No, I do not like to prove myself to anybody.
But you and I have had the experience online where we have lost friends because of things written online, right?
People are just inappropriate.
Yeah. And not because we've posted anything, but you and I probably have defriended certain people.
Oh, yeah, I've had to remove people, or like, you know, what do you call it? Silent them or whatever.
Mute them or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just too much. Some people are just too much. And I mean, this latest wave of shit that we both personally have been seeing is just like, I don't know. Is it you? Is it me? Or does it seem like it's just getting more and more?
Well, I think, yeah, the political times that we live in make it much more much more easier for people to have an opinion about various things. And
it's so leftist, so like...
Well, and not just, I mean, people on the right as well. But you see, the thing is, when you have a president that says certain things, I think it gives people license to say sort of the same vulgar things that...
Well, it really doesn't. I think it's completely...
But I mean, you see that though in the discourse that people are, you know, talking about, you know, using certain words that the president has used because they think it's normal. That, I mean, if the president uses it, I guess I can.
I mean, but and sure, like, do what you want. But we live in Canada here, so I think sometimes people are trying to bring a whole other level of shit. We don't even have.
Yeah, but you see, that's a very naive point of view, because then marketers do that. They sell products the same way they sell to Americans. Politicians use the same messaging. I mean, the whole Justin.
Telling us that fake news.
Well, no, but I mean, you just look at Justin Trudeau's messaging to people and why he won in 2015. He was doing the same thing that Barack Obama had done in 2008.
He duped us.
No. He sold them. I didn't vote for Trudeau. But I mean, there's some sort of messaging that he used, and the sort of picture that you paint with your rhetoric and your speeches is the same thing that Barack Obama did in 2008. You know, you're talking about change and hope. Well, that's the same thing that Trudeau did, and that caught on with the public, and that's why he won that election, right?
Right.
So I think you're going to see the same grab him by the pussy stuff from politicians here because it worked for Trump, say, in the United States. And you're seeing the same thing with marketing as well. You know, celebrities selling us stuff on television didn't happen because we liked Jerry D or Don Cherry. It's because American celebrities, comparable celebrities to them, did the same thing to audiences. So, it's not the message. Well, it's what Marshall McLuhan said. It's not, it's the medium. It's not the message or whatever the hell he said, right? It's the delivery, and that sells to people, and the people end up buying that, right?
And then, yeah, they buy into that.
So I do think it's like, examples. It's like heroes. People look up to Obama. People look up to great leaders. At the same time, there are people who look at Trump and hear what he says and what he does and think that it's okay to do that sort of stuff in the workplace. And
it's horrible.
But it goes back to the point that I was trying to make, that I think that, yes, that we as reasonable people, I think, have a responsibility, if you see some of this stuff, to call it out.
And how do we do that?
Well, I think if someone says something ignorant online towards somebody else, or they misrepresent the facts, I think you do have to get into, a flame war with them on Twitter or Facebook and say, hey, you're not exactly correct here.
Some of these things are perception-based, and I don't think I don't think a lot of what they're saying are facts.
No, but I mean, so that's why you have to call it out then, right? That's why you have to take a stand here and not be some bystander and actually go. Like, there was a guy who tweeted yesterday, or on the weekend, Saturday, I think it was. He was complaining that taxpayers are spending too much money funding the Punjabi broadcast of Hockey Night in Canada when no one is watching that broadcast. I don't know what the names of the two guys are that do, they do the play-by-play in Punjabi.
Yeah.
And that airs on, I think, Omni Television here in Canada.
Right.
So this guy was saying, hey, taxpayers shouldn't pay that money. And so the people were commenting, no, you're actually wrong. Taxpayers aren't paying money for that. Get your facts straight before you start saying something that's ignorant. And inevitably, people, started saying that what he was saying was essentially racist, that here were these two guys in turbans,
right,
and beards talking, their language, when that sort of stuff shouldn't be on there, So I do think, I think when you see that on Twitter, maybe you should, call it out.
Next time I will, when I have some, I usually don't have my documented facts. Usually when I see these things, right?
Yeah.
I initially just want to, me freaking out.
And you don't use Twitter very often, do you? I mean, you were just talking about
that. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Twitter person.
And so on Facebook, you have a feed that's curated because of the people that you want on there, right? So
yes.
Yeah.
So next time I will do some fact finding and then
call people out on their shit, right?
And call people out. Yeah, exactly. So that's all it is. I just need facts because I like to be very concrete, right? I'm not looking for a debate. I'm just looking to shut somebody down.
Yeah. And it's easier to do that because people think it's easier to broadcast whatever they want to say nowadays. That,
yeah, they need to just really rethink that, because there's already so much trash online.
And it costs people's jobs. I mean, if you start ranting something racist on Twitter or Facebook, someone's going to copy and paste that, retweet
for
it,
sure,
and your employer's going to get hold of it. And your employer doesn't want to have someone like that on their payroll, right?
No, for sure. And I'm actually curious to see, I wonder how many people that's actually happened to.
Yeah, remember that one woman who was on an airplane? No, she worked in PR.
Oh, right. There was a woman on an airplane who did that. She worked for an airline company, and she made some funny, I use the word very lightly, video about the Nigerians or something.
Yeah, well, when I was thinking of, she made a comment because she was headed on a long flight to Toronto or to Africa, and she's like, "Oh, I hope I don't get AIDS." And then,
I heard about that one too.
And then people were tracking her flight, and then because they figured, you know, she's not going to see all the messages back and so forth after 12 hours. And then, sure enough, people contacted her employer, and the minute that she landed, she was canned.
Done.
So these things do move fast, and I think.
The power of social media, right?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have happened late last night. Kevin Spacey, I don't think, would have come out until people tweeted that article about him. And I don't think the backlash that he's suffering this morning for his statement on making the statement about him being gay rather than, say, confronting the charge that he assaulted a 14-year-old boy.
Right.
20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, I think people are drawing that line
problem.
He just may not be employable at this point.
It's a problem.
Just like Harvey Weinstein, right?
It's, yeah, you know, with all of this going on, Kevin's not looking too good right now.
No.
And, you know, we're talking about Louis probably up next.
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone's whispering about on Twitter. I mean, I saw one tweet, you know, fingers crossed, Louis next, or, you know, something like that.
But there's, there's been talk about Louis in the industry, too, for a little while, and that he's kind of gotten away with it because he's a comedian or whatever the case may be. So, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. I just hope this, you know, I hope it's not a witch hunt, right? But obviously, people that are that have done wrong should be held accountable.
Yeah.
But it's a busy way to end the year, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, next week we should have lots to talk about. That's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, October 30th.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plata.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.